Ah, yes, the soundtrack to the big game this weekend, the Super Bowl. It's long, halftime commercials, the game itself can be long. You have to eat during Sunday. The game gets underway at something like 6:45 p.m. What are you going to do if you have a Super Bowl party way beyond slicing up celery and carrots and opening bags of chips and melting cheese? Oh, my God. Super Bowl cuisine has advanced so far from those early days. And joining us now is Michael Schwartz, the chef and owner of Michael's Genuine Food and Drink in Miami. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning.
And right there with you is Jonathan Wright, executive chef of the Setai, right?
That's right. Good morning.
And that's a restaurant there in Miami. To both of you, Jonathan and Michael, what are you recommending for a Super Bowl cuisine that is both exciting, maybe even more exciting than the game? Super Bowl games don't necessarily have a reputation for being particularly exciting, and also doable for home chefs. Michael?
Well, I think the biggest thing to keep in mind is that the Super Bowl reaches such a broad audience that people aren't just interested in pizza, like you said, and dip and chip. So, you know, here in Miami, you'll see a lot of pigs roasting in La Caja China, and lots of black beans and rice and vibrant flavors that, you know, take advantage of what's happening now in South Florida.
Now, you know, we've got the options here of exploring Miami's cuisine because the game is going to be in Miami. We've got New Orleans cuisine because, of course, one of the teams is the New Orleans Saints. And we've got Indianapolis, the Colts. I have to say, Jonathan Wright, that at least in the cuisine side, Indianapolis would seem something of an underdog here. Would you agree?
I could.
You don't have to agree. You don't have to agree.
I'm actually fortunate that I spent 4.5 years in New Orleans and moved into that in late 2005 to Katrina. So New Orleans is very, very close to my heart. And, you know, we'll be doing some dirty rice and some beignets, and we'll have a pot of gumbo on the stove stirring, and some great cocktails and so on. But I think Indianapolis, we're certainly going to do, you know, we'll do some variations of a corn dog and maybe some pork patties and some great sandwiches and burgers. But it's they're a bit shy of the cuisine that's coming out of New Orleans in Miami. That's for
sure. No one can compete with New Orleans. Let's just say that right off the top. Michael Schwartz, is that a good strategy for a Super Bowl kind of party, to have something that's cooking on the stove, say a gumbo or a stew or something like a pig roast, where people could just sort of slice and go back to the TV?
Yeah, that's the best strategy. The worst strategy is for people to have to wait for food. So as people come in and out, and you said the game's long and it goes on for a long period of time, there's got to be stuff ready, prepared, that people can come and grab and go.
All right, Jonathan, tell me about your fried green tomatoes with shrimp remoulade and a Creole julep to boot.
Okay, well, the recipe for that comes from a restaurant up in the Garden District called Upperline, Susan Clevenger and the chef there, Ken Smith. And I go back every year for Jazz Fest, and every year I go back to Upperline. And they have simple fried green tomatoes. It's about half-inch thick green tomatoes. They're floured and dipped in cornmeal and fried. We'd make a classic remoulade sauce with Creole mustard, ketchup, hot sauce, emulsified with oil, red peppers and tomato.
Fabulous.
And then you'd take in these, you know, fantastic Gulf shrimp that we're fortunate to get here as well, the wild Gulf shrimp, you know, poach them, you know, just lightly mixed up with the remoulade sauce, and then they just sit on top of the fried green tomatoes. And it's just a great combination of the crispness and so on, and the wonderful shrimp. And then, you know, there's no better place for the New Orleans for classic cocktails. And we do a kind of a spin on a Ramos gin fizz, where the Setai is a very Asian property. So we've taken a Ramos gin fizz and thrown in there some coconut milk and some yuzu and some lime leaf and
nice.
Turned that around.
Nice.
Our interpretation.
That's Jonathan Wright, executive chef of the Setai, which is a Asian fusion restaurant there in Miami, right?
It's a hotel. The Setai is a Southeast Asian hotel, and
right.
One of the main restaurants is Asian. Yep.
Michael Schwartz, given that you know, you might say that Super Bowl Sunday is one day that all of America celebrates men who weigh about 340 pounds and can lift up a house. Is fried food maybe the reason why, or is that maybe the reason why there's so much fried food in these Super Bowl parties?
First of all, I want to say I'm going to Jonathan's to eat. That sounded good. You could talk a lot about fried food and the, you know, what's great about it and what the problem is with fried food. And I think it certainly has its place. And I would say that certainly Super Bowl Sunday is a time and a place for fried food.
But tell me about your chicken wings with papaya slaw and genuine margarita.
Yeah. The chicken wings, the great thing about chicken wings is that, you know, you could fry them or bake them. So if you feel like a little bit of guilt, you could pop them in the oven, just make sure that they're crispy. The thing with the chicken wings is that they don't, you know, it doesn't have to be about buffalo. Certainly not this Super Bowl. So the chicken wings has a real nice tangy sauce. It's got lots of components, but tahini based and you know, bright, vibrant flavors. And we paired that with a green papaya slaw. So, you know, we're at the height of our growing season here in South Florida, which is the complete opposite of the rest of the country. Well, so we're seeing... Go ahead.
Well, you know, the game is Sunday, and in Miami, the New Orleans Saints are one of the teams, the Indianapolis Colts the other team. The Colts are favored at the end of the game, of the whole spectacle. Do you think the gumbo pot's going to be empty and there'll be a pile of those Indianapolis corn dogs on the table if your party consists of both cuisines? Michael, quickly.
No, I think people will eat whatever you put out.
And, of course, that is perfectly right. Jonathan Wright, lads, take us out.
I think that's... Who's going to win?
Yeah.
I mean, that's the question.
Jonathan Wright, executive chef of the Setai, and Michael Schwartz, chef owner of Michael's Genuine Food and Drink, handicapping the cuisine for the Super Bowl. Thanks, guys.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.